Okay, the next inyan in kashrus. Last thing we learned is what considerations to take into consideration if you have milk and meat cooked in the opposite kind of pot. And we went through what things a person should take into consideration when he asks a shayla about it. Now we'll do the same thing where it's not cooking but soaking. We learned already a while back the concept of kavush kemavushal, that the soaking is like cooking, but that applies to most liquids for 24 hours straight. Something that's immersed in a liquid for 24 hours, it's like it's cooked in that liquid. So it can apply to meat soaking in milk, or cheese soaking in a fleishik soup or something like that. But that's pretty similar to the case of cooking. So there's not that much of a difference. The difference becomes if you have milk soaking in a meat pot, or soup, fleishik soup in a milchika pot, or milk or meat soaking in a parava pot, if it makes the pot fleishik or milchik, or if it makes the pot osir because it's considered now like milk and meat. If you have a fleishik pot and you have milk soaking in it for 24 hours, does in fact the pot become fleishik or not? So here are the things that to take in consideration. First of all, what is the pot made of? Okay? There are some that hold that this halach of kavush kemavushal does not apply to kelim. In other words, only if you soak meat in milk, then you have a problem. Or something treif, you soak something treif in a liquid, or a treif a liquid soak something mutter. But kelim aren't affected. Just because you have a liquid soaking in a pot, the pot's not affected. That's one shita. Then there's a second shita that it does affect certain kinds of pots. In other words, pots that are made of porous materials, like could be some plastics or earthenware. Those are affected. But metal, which isn't porous, wouldn't be affected. That's a second shita. A third shita is that it affects all kelim. And if you have milk soaking in a fleishik pot, it's going to affect the kashrus of the pot. That's one consideration. So when you ask the shayla, if you have that, you found out that you filled up a fleishik pot by mistake with milchika soup, want to know now what to do with the pot? First, you have to report what the material of the pot was. Was it a metal pot, wood, plastic, whatever? Okay. Second difference. There's a shayla whether the even if the halacha is that kavush kemavushal applies to kelim, meaning that soaking does affect the kli, does affect the pot, how much does it affect it? We know cooking, the liquid permeates the entire walls of the pot. So therefore, if you want to now, if you cook something else in it afterwards, you need shishim keneged the entire pot. But it could be that soaking something in a pot doesn't affect the entire pot. It just seeps in a deklipa, just a, what's it called, a thin amount. So you don't need any more 60 times the whole pot, just 60 times the klipa of the pot itself. That's a machlokas, how much it affects it. There's another shayla also, how much of the pot was filled with the milk. Normally when you cook something, we say that the absorption takes place in the entire pot. Even if the level of the milk, let's say, was only a quarter of the way up, it doesn't only affect a quarter of the pot, it affects the entire pot because the cooking brings that liquid into the entire pot, the walls of the entire pot, and it brings them into the entire walls of the entire pot. Kavush, even if it affects the entire wall, it only affects it up to where it's what's it called, it's soaking. So if only a little bit, like some milk dripped into the bottom of a pot or whatever, it only affects that small section that it, what's it called, that it's actually touching. And even there is a shaila, how much it affects it. Does it affect it just a kdei klipa, a surface amount, or does it go through and through at least that part of the pot? Next, so there you have to also know what kind of pot we're talking about, how much of the liquid was in it to where it was filled up or whatever. The next consideration is what was the liquid? We learned already that sharp liquids like salt brine, vinegar, right, can possibly contaminate the food even before 24 hours. Normally, soaking means 24 hours. But it could be that sharp liquids already affect before 24 hours. So you have to know what liquid we're talking about. Are you talking about vinegar? Are you talking about a soup, milk, or whatever, something sharp or not something sharp? That also is going to make a difference. Another thing is, does this only apply to things that are usur? For instance, if you have milk soaking in a fleshika pot, there it's going to may cause a problem. But what if you have milk soaking in a parva pot, where everything really is heter? Does then the parva pot become milchik? It's also machlokas. So it's going to make a difference whether the question is milchiks and fleshiks, or milchik and parv, or fleshik and parv. How is it going to affect the pot? Meaning the following. Let's say you had milk soaking in a part of a pot. And then you took out the milk and you cooked something fleshik in that pot. If the halacha of kavushka mavushal applies even to heter, then the pot became milchik and now you cook fleshiks in it, you have a problem. But if it doesn't affect the pot, milchik will not make the pot milchik. It will remain parv. Just because it's soaked in there doesn't make it milchik. Then if you cook meat in it, it's not going to affect it at all. So you have to know when this thing was soaking, was that pot a part of a pot that was affected, or you were soaking in a fleshika pot? Now the shaila is the pot treif because milk soaked in it or whatever? What else? Okay, another shaila is like this. What happens something that is treif? You have a treif a pot. And you soak now, let's say, water in it, even, for 24 hours. Does the water now become treif? And mamela, that water now can make other things treif or whatever other liquid that you have soaking in it. Can the treif a pot make the liquid treif? What's the shaila? Shaila's like this. We know that after 24 hours, the taste of the treif becomes pogum. And it doesn't usually asser things. If you have a treif a pot, we learned this already, you have a treif a pot, and it's 24 hours since the treif was cooked in it, okay, and now you cook something else in it, it doesn't become asur. Because the taste that goes in is already pogum. Right? It's not the real taste, it's a polluted taste, or whatever it's called. So, kavush only takes effect at 24 hours. So at the time that the kavush is considered cooking, you're cooking in a pot that's already pogum. But that may not be the case. It may be that the kavush takes place at the moment of the 24 hours and the pogum doesn't happen until after 24 hours, a second later. And for that 1 second, the taka made a treif. So that's also another shaila. So if you have a treifakli and you have something of heter that was soaking in it, does that make the heter osur? And then if you use that heter for something else, does it make that osur or whatever? All of those things are significant to the shaila. So if you have such a case where you had liquid soaking in a pot that it shouldn't have been in for whatever reason, you have to ask, when you ask the shaila, you have to remember what the pot was made out of, how long it was in there, what kind of liquid it was, how much of the liquid was there, how much of the pot did it fill, or whatever, and those are pretty much the shaylas.
Isn't anything dairy that touches
something like that? Talking only about liquids now. Liquids soaking. Soaking is like cooking. If it's a solid, these halachas don't apply. If they're not, it's not hot.
I'm talking like if you had a coffee and it was on the stove and accidentally.
I'm talking here not hot things.
Not hot.
Not hot things are different halachas. We learned the last time. These are not all cold, but the problem is that they soak for 24 hours or less if it were sharp liquids. Okay. Well, any questions on this? If not, we'll go on.
Is it a wooden pot or a metal pot that makes a difference?
It makes a difference. A metal pot could be, is not affected, whereas a pot that's porous, like wood or earthenware or whatever, could be affected. It's machlokes. Okay.
Milk is
kharif. What?
Milk is
not kharif. What's kharif is brine, possibly vinegar. Those are